When we are confronted with a mistake that we have made, we may fall into one of two extremes. We may feel so crushed by shame about what we have done that we can hardly move forward. A good way of experiencing the other extreme is to imagine that someone has offended us in some way, and they either don't apologize or their apology seems insincere. We might then feel that our friend has not allowed the reality of their mistake to pierce them sufficiently. We are right to mistrust the glib apologies of politicians or corporations. Neurological research confirms that we only learn when we allow something to affect us in our feelings. I was once walking upstairs with a homemade dark berry smoothie. I was thinking about something else, and distracted, I slipped, and the purple drink went all over our beige stair carpet. This was an opportunity to experience the extremes. I felt bitter regret about being so stupid. Then I felt the stirring of a motivation to tackle an exciting new project, Operation Carpet Cleanup. Spending too long on the regret would have meant that the juice would have soaked deep into the carpet. Nevertheless, it was important to feel it, because from then on I checked myself before setting upstairs with a tray full of drinks, just to make sure that I was fully present. In the world of Hebrew thought, repentance combines the qualities of regret and of turning, in the sense of a reorientation of life towards God. Metanoia, the word for repentance used in the Greek New Testament, brings in the element of thinking. A very literal translation would be, find the thoughts beyond the thoughts that you've already had. This new quality of repentance stems from the fact that our actions are guided by our thoughts. We form mental pictures of outcomes we desire, whether that be an image of myself eating an ice cream, which motivates me to go to the ice cream van, or a project to establish a congregation in a new city. When we make a plan about how to achieve these aims, we see mental pictures of the intermediate stages. When things go wrong, we will need to adjust these mental pictures. I obviously was convinced that it was a good idea to carry a tray whilst thinking about something quite different. The mess on the stair carpet was a powerful corrective. The bitterness of regret gives rise to the motive to reconsider our assumptions. The will to change arises from our new knowledge. One of the best-loved Bible stories is about repentance is the parable of the lost or prodigal son. In the middle of the story, the young man has to recognize that his idea of the good life, of a good time, has brought him to a standstill. The famine all around him is a reflection of a famine within him. The Greek text describes the moments after this realization in the most graphic terms. Then he went into himself. He said, "How many servants does my father have? I will go to my father and say, 'Make me one of your servants.' First he feels hunger. Then comes the turning. Then the new thought in the form of the moving speech which he imagines making to his father. He's given up his mental picture of what makes a good life. Before the turning, he thought it was a good idea to party long and hard, using up the inheritance that he had demanded before his time. Now he wants to serve. In the form of priestly pastoral counseling offered in the Christian community, conversations with a priest can culminate in a sacramental consultation, a special conversation that ends with a verse. This verse describes a pathway of practical metanoia. To begin with, we are to learn to make an offering of our thoughts. Even if we're not facing some outer crisis, it can be liberating to put our assumptions in question, even for a moment. Then we are to receive a new impulse for our lives from above. The verse goes on to speak of a new relationship to ourselves, to our fellow human beings, and to God. We will feel peace, our lives will become loving service to God and to others. Love will enter us and permeate our whole being. The verse helps us to find the new orientation in life that St. John preached. Find the thoughts beyond the thoughts. Change your ways.